Program Officer for the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph said they are continuing to see lionfish in the Marine Protected Areas, or MPAs, around the country. She said they are preparing to host training programs for hoteliers and other people who offer food for sale on how they can properly prepare the lionfish for consumption so that it can be offered for sale on menus throughout the country.
We also looking towards doing a lionfish derby. We know lionfish is an invasive species, and we see a lot of the marine protected areas. They have been seeing, you know, lionfish there. And one of the things we want to do is to have fishers probably not fish the reef fish and the parrotfish, but probably fish the lionfish, and then also train like restaurant and hoteliers if they can have it on their menu and show them how to properly prepare it and package it and so forth. So then you have less stress on the reef when you remove those fish that is really good, for example, a parrotfish, as we know, which is good for grazing and keeping the reef clean. So these are some of the things that we want to do.
Ms. Joseph said the derby will be hosted in February or March because they can capitalize on the current tourism high season and host exhibitions where they can offer it for tasting.
We're looking at hosting the derby sometime in February or March, especially during the high season, because then we could also have tasting of it. We know we have a lot of tourists now on the various islands. Because we know still people have myths about the lionfish and not too sure, you know, if it's poisonous or if it's venomous and all of that. So we really want to get people to understand that, hey, this is not a poisonous fish, it's actually only venomous. And once you know how to properly catch it and prepare it, it could be very delicious for a meal. So if we could introduce that fish to people who are in the hotel and restaurant industry, then you could have people fish that fish, because that fish is actually, it would take over other fish, and then you'll have, for example, too much of that, and it could also kill out a lot of your parrot fish or the fish that are really good for your reef.
Ms. Joseph is also encouraging fisher folk throughout the country to concentrate more efforts on the lionfish, which has the potential to generate extra income and serve as an added food source.
So if you could have people concentrate, especially fisher folks, on those fish and leave the fish that is really good for the reef, for example, the parrot fish and so forth, and the group and the snapper, that will be better. So it's just giving people another option to fish. And once people know exactly, you know, how to clean it, or how to prepare it, how to package it without hurting themselves, then we see that as another alternative. And so that is one of the things we're looking forward to doing sometime in February or March.
Program Officer for the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.